أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها النبي إنا أحللنا لك أزواجك اللاتي آتيت أجورهن وما ملكت يمينك مما أفاء الله عليك. الآية. In the yesterday we read of the various women which Allah had made halal for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In there we had read that those, when this ayat was revealed, those women who were in the nikah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who numbered 9, Allah said they are all halal for you. And also during the battle, the prisoners of war who come, who are the booty and spoils of war, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the first choice. They used to come in his ownership and he could choose whoever he want to. Amongst them was Hazrat Safiya radiyallahu ta'ala anha also. Further Allah Ta'ala says, وَبَنَاتِ عَمِّكَ or تَيْرِ چَچَا كِي بَيْتِيَا and your paternal uncle, your chacha's daughters, your cousins, they are also halal in marriage. وَبَنَاتِ عَمَّاتِكَ or phupiyo ki betiya and your auntie, paternal auntie, your father's sister's daughters in marriage, they are also permissible. وَبَنَاتِ خَالِكَ or تَيْرِ مَامُو كِي بَيْتِيَا and your maternal uncle's daughters, your mama's daughters. وَبَنَاتِ خَالَاتِكَ or تَيْرِ خَالَاؤں كِي بَيْتِيَا and your khala's daughters, your mother's sister's daughters. These are all permissible in marriage. If you wish to marry them, then they agree, then that marriage is permissible. اللاتِ هَاجَرْنَ مَعَكْ جِنْهُنِ وَتَنْ شُورَ تَيْرِ سَاتْ. In here was one condition, that they are those who had made hijrat with you. If they did not make hijrat, they stayed back in Makkah, then permission to marry them was not permissible. وَمْرَاتًا مُؤْمِنَةً إِنْ وَهَبَتْ نَفْسَهَا لِلنَّبِي اور جو عورت ہو مسلمان اگر بخش دے اپنی جان نبی کو. And if a believing woman presents herself, offers herself in marriage to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there is no mehr also, she just wants the honor to be the wife of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what greater honor can there be? And she doesn't take her mehr also, then such a woman is also permissible in the marriage of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In arada nabiyyu an yastankihaha. Nabi chahe ke usko nikah mein laaye. And also of course with the other explicit permission and that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also desires her to take her, desires to take her in his nikah. A woman who presents herself, a believing woman, a non-believing woman, it was not permissible at all that she comes into the nikah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she wishes to have the honor of being the wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then she is also permissible on the condition that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also likes her and wants to marry her. And these rules we end, besides these other rules, Allah says, خَالِصَةً لَكَ مِن دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ یہ خاص ہے تیرے لئے سوائے سب مسلمانوں کے. These are special, exclusive for you, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are not for the believers. There were certain things that were made specifically permissible for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exclusively, and they were not permissible for the rest of the believers. And there was great, great virtue. These marriages were not on lust and they were not on love. They were all on the expediency of Islam. Many of these marriages brought whole tribes into the fold of Islam, opened the doors and softened the hearts of all those people and brought them into Islam. So this was permissible for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It isn't permissible for any member of the ummah. قَدْ عَلِمْنَا مَا فَرَضْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ فِي أَزْوَاجِهِمْ ہم کو معلوم ہے جو مقرر کر دیا ہم نے ان پر ان کی عورتوں کے حق میں. And Allah Ta'ala says, we know fully well all the rights that we have fixed upon the man with regard to the woman. In other words, rights of woman Allah has fixed upon the man, and they are supposed to be learned and they are supposed to be practiced upon. وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ اور ان کے ہاتھ کے مال میں. And also whatever comes as booty and spoils of war, all that fully. Allah Ta'ala has explained all that, and Allah has explained it, and it has to be practiced. And the reason for all this, لَكَيْ لَا يَكُونَ عَلَيْكَ حَرَجْ تَاكِ نَا رَهِ تُجْ پَرْ تَنْغِي, so that there is no difficulty for you. In other words, these special things which Allah has made fair, permissible for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are with great wisdom, and there is great benefit for it, for in that, with regard to his wives, with regard to the woman who came a slave woman who had the spoils of war, and so that Islam could spread, and so that Deen could benefit. Allah has made these certain things specifically permissible for Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Or here Allah, بَخَشْنِ وَالَا مِهِرْبَان. And the laws which Allah has made, Allah made them practical laws which can be practiced, which are within the means of a person to practice. لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah has not given any law which was beyond our capacity. It is within our capacity, but still human being is weak. He will still err. He will still make mistakes. So Allah promises you will find Allah to be forgiving. When it is your heart's desire to live a right life and you are going in the right direction, your heart is good, you will still make mistakes. You're a human being, but you will find Allah to be forgiving. Allah will forgive you, and not only that Allah forgives, but then He showers His mercy also upon you. So the important thing is the heart must be in the right direction. A good, clean heart, and our desire must be to please Allah, and we strive in that way. We are humans, we are خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Man has been created weak, we will falter, we will err, but we keep on trying. Allah has promised His forgiveness and His mercy also. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدِ لِلَّهِ.